Hello, this is William Hairwagon, Chair of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee. We're having our open session for our monthly meeting. Today is December 5, 2016. It's 8:37 p.m. And next order of business is to have a roll call. Our Secretary Nancy Sabara now tell me we will do the roll call.
All right, KPFK, Grace Aaron.
Here.
Grace, present. Jonathan Alexander. Jonathan, I cannot hear you. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Wesley, present. Sasha Futran.
Here.
Sasha, present. William Hairwagon.
Present.
William, present. Janet Coburn.
Present.
Janet, present. Frank Lefevre. Frank, I cannot hear you. Venetia Patel Adams. V, I cannot hear you. Ron Pinchback. Ron, I cannot hear you. Dorothy Rick.
Right.
Here.
Right. Sorry. Dorothy Wright, present. Okay. Myla Reason.
Here.
Myla, present.
I'm present.
Nancy Tyburner, tell me, I'm present. Deborah Safto. Deb, I cannot hear you. Nancy Sorden.
Here.
Nancy Sorden, present. Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here. Oh, sorry.
Margie,
I'm here.
Margie, present. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 here. 10 present. Quorum is established, Chair.
Okay, thank you. And let me just see if I can get my agenda back up here. The next item is anybody want to volunteer to be timekeepers for anything? For either the items or speakers? No? Okay, I'll try.
Nancy.
Might not be easy.
Nancy Sorden, I hear her voice volunteering.
Is that true, Nancy?
Yeah, it's true. I can do speakers. What's the time on the speakers?
I think we've been doing 2 minutes. Does anybody have any other recollection? No, so 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Per speaker. Okay.
Is that total, you know, like if they, what is that?
That's for them to speak and then
each
somebody
time
else might respond.
They speak. Each time they speak or if
right.
They're...
Right, each time someone speaks, right.
So, but if they are in a conversation with somebody, do you count the total the total back and forth as 120?
Theoretically, we're not going to have too much of that back and forth, but I would say that's their time unless it goes extensive back and forth. But hopefully we won't have too much of that. Somebody gets, when it's their turn, they respond. Add to, supplement. Okay, and now the agenda, I sent it out, and it's on the kpfps.org. We're trying to do agenda approval now, but the agenda is 1, call to order, 2, roll call, 3, selection of timekeeper, 4, agenda approval, 5 minutes, number 5, comments from the auditor regarding recent draft FY 2014 audit, 30 minutes if possible. And if we determine that we need to go to executive session, we'll do that quickly and come back at a time certain. Then number 6 or item 6 is the open session minutes approval. Item 7 is a discussion of the fiscal year 2015 audit status. Number 8, new business. Number 9, schedule January meeting. The first Monday is January 2nd. It's a holiday, and there's nothing. I thought I'd put something out there for January, but apparently I didn't. So we have to pick a meeting date for January and then adjourn at 10 p.m. So any discussion on the agenda?
Chair, this is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, first, there should be a motion to approve the agenda, and I have a motion to amend.
Okay.
I mean, I could do both.
Yeah, thank you. Very good. So you move to approve the agenda, and now you want to be the first speaker. Go ahead.
Yes, I move to amend the agenda by adding an item to go right after item number 5, the comments from the auditor, as follows. Consideration of acceptance of the most recent fiscal year 2014 draft audit submitted by the auditor. And I'll email that.
Okay, could you repeat it? I got distracted. I'm sorry.
Okay, so it's a motion to amend the agenda by adding an item to go right after item 5 when we hear from the auditor. And the added item is consideration of acceptance of the most recent fiscal year 2014 draft audit submitted by the auditor.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll email that.
Thank you. Okay, any discussion on adding that item? Hearing none, that item is added to the agenda as 5A or VA. Maybe. Okay. And any other discussion on the agenda?
Yes, this is Grace.
Yes, Grace.
I emailed a proposed motion to hold a network-wide fund drive to fund the audits. And is that going to be a new business, or I'd like to put it in number 8 in new business? I already sent it to everybody.
So you're moving to put it in new business. I would rule that motion is out of order. It has nothing to do with the business of the audit committee.
Well, I'd like to challenge the ruling of the chair in that regard. I think it has everything to do with the audit committee.
Well, okay.
Chair, this is Janet. I'd like to speak on that.
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I'd like to know what authority the audit committee has to do
fundraising.
Recommend anything to, and especially to fundraise. Is there a citation that can be presented that gives the audit committee authority to do such a thing?
Okay, the audit committee would be proposing that the PNB consider it.
Yes, but my question is, what gives the audit committee authority to even propose something like that?
Sasha for the stack. Margie for the stack.
Okay. Grace, do you want to go back on that again or not?
And Myla,
I'll let other people speak to it first.
Okay.
And Myla for the stack.
Sasha, Margie, and Myla. Sasha, go ahead, Sasha.
Sure. I would question, what is it that does not allow the audit committee to propose that a fund drive be done specifically to pay for the audit? It would seem to me that our concern over getting these audits done on our oversight of the audits and our knowledge that there is no money to pay the auditor would say this was a good act. I don't know that the PNB will put it anywhere on their agenda that they'll deal with it in the next year or two, but we can try.
Okay, are you finished?
Yes.
A point of order, Nancy.
Nancy Sorden?
No, Nancy Sharnati told me at KPMT.
Hi, sorry.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Can we... I think we are debating the issue, and can we just put this on and go ahead with Grant and then later discuss whether it's you know, debatable or not and all the fine points?
Why don't we just go, nobody objects, we could just...
Janet, point of order.
Go ahead.
So there was the chair made a ruling there was a challenge to the chair. That is what's on the table right now. So we, we just need to deal with that. Unless
you're correct, and we should try to hurry.
Unless the challenge to the ruling of the, I don't know, unless something is withdrawn.
Margie, you have something quick to say? About that? About the challenge to the ruling of the chair?
I lost sight of the fact that we were dealing with a challenge to the ruling
okay,
of the chair. So we should dismiss that and then go forward.
Okay, thank you. Milo, you wanted to talk about that?
Well, I just want to agree with Nancy from KPFT. I think that if we're eating, I don't know whether we're eating into the time that the auditor is available to us, but I think that
this time is limited.
So you're interrupting me? William, you have a tendency to do that. At any rate, may I finish my thought, William? You interrupt me constantly, and then I lose my train of thought.
No, this doesn't sound like it has to do with the challenge to the ruling.
Well, stop doing that because it doesn't sound like it. I was about to tie it in, and you constantly interrupt me, and I wish you would just allow me to say what I have to say without making lose my train of thought. Now, what I'm saying is that forget it. And just don't do that anymore because you're really good at disrupting me. That's what you're excellent at.
Can you continue the point, please?
Okay. Anybody have any comments on the challenge to the ruling of the chair? And the ruling was that the fundraising motion is out of order. So Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi, could you take the role on Grace's on my ruling? So yes means what does yes mean? You agree with you support the chair, you sustain the chair.
Right.
And no is you do not sustain the chair.
Right.
Okay. Grace? KPFA?
No.
KPFK?
No.
Grace, no. Jonathan? Jonathan, I don't hear you. Wesley Bethune, KPFT?
Abstain.
Abstain. Sasha Futron, KPFA?
No.
Sasha, no. William Heerwagen?
No. Yeah, I'll support myself, even though I probably should wait till the end, but I'll just vote.
I'm sorry. Mother, be quiet. The cat's all right. Okay. Janet Colburn, KPFA?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Janet, yes. Okay. Frank Lefevre? Frank, I do not hear you. Venetia, can I hear you? Ron Pinchback? Ron Pinchback, can I hear you? Dorothy Ray?
Hold up. Pinchback votes yes.
I'm sorry. Oh, you're here. Well, wonderful. How do you vote? Yes means do you agree with the chair?
He says
no,
yes.
Hello? Ron?
I voted yes.
You already voted.
Yes.
Okay, Ron voted yes. I did not hear your voice. I heard a woman's voice. Okay, Dorothy, right?
No.
Dorothy, no. Myla Reason?
No.
Myla, no. Okay. Who's that? Deb Shafto? Deb, I cannot hear you. Okay, Nancy Jordan?
Yes.
Nancy, yes. Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Margie Wilkinson, no. Okay, we have Grace, no. I'm going to count the no's for it. Grace, no. Sasha, no.
Did you vote?
Yes, I did. I think I did.
No, I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay. My vote is yes. All right. Let's do the no's. Grace, no. Sasha, no. Dorothy, no. Myla, no. And Margie, no. That's five no's. Then the yes is William, yes. Janet, yes. Ron, yes. Nancy Sorden, yes. And Nancy Sabara, yes. It's a tie. 5-5. And one abstention. so it fails.
Okay, so that motion is not out of order, so we'll add it to the agenda. Thank you. Any objection to the agenda as amended?
Chair, doesn't it not pass? I mean, it fails, right?
My ruling failed. Yeah, my ruling failed, and I ruled that it was out of order. So now, if that failed, that means that it's in order, and we'll add it to the agenda.
A point of information.
Yes.
My question is this discussion, ongoing discussion, eating into our time with the auditor?
Absolutely. That's why I'm trying to hurry everybody. So we're going to add that to the agenda. Any objection to the agenda as amended?
I object. I would just like to further amend the agenda.
And what is that?
And I would just like to say that we immediately move to our discussion with the auditor so that we don't waste any more time.
Well, that's the next item. We approve the agenda. We'll do that. Any objections to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Next item is comments from the auditor regarding the recent draft fiscal year 2014 audit. Are you there, Grant?
Hi, William. This is Grant Lamb with Armenino, and I am here. I do have to get off the call at about 6:15. I'm traveling tonight. So if we don't get to all the questions the audit committee has, feel free to email them to me, and I can respond via email. But as a recap, we previously had a call in August, I believe, to discuss the audit and present the draft financial statements. During that meeting, I presented the draft and discussed the results of the audit and went over the items that were open for us to address before we can issue the financial statements. Since that call, I've been working with management to address the remaining open items and revise the financial statements accordingly. We have addressed majority of the open items. I think we're only down to one or two items now at this point. With respect to the draft financial statements, as a reminder, the audit committee did, I believe, provide a provisional approval of the financial statements, and now there were a few slight edits to the financial statements since the August meeting, and I'll quickly summarize those updates since the August draft. First of all, one of the changes is a change to the name. Previously, the draft stated Pacifica Foundation Radio. At the request of the executive director, the radio was dropped from the name. Now it's Pacifica Foundation. To my understanding, that is the legal name of Pacifica Foundation. Of the organization is Pacifica Foundation, not Pacifica Foundation Radio. So that was one of the changes. Another change had to do with the subsequent events note. I believe that is note 14 on page 16 of the financial statements. So there was a disclosure of the Washington, D.C. lease that was entered into subsequent to year-end, and there was an additional disclosure with respect to the KPFK arbitration that was entered into subsequent to year-end. So those were the primary changes to the draft since the August meeting. As I mentioned, we did work on a variety of other items. We addressed a few other legal matters that were open at that point. Those legal matters did not materially impact the financial statements. There are a few just housekeeping items that we're working to wrap up with management to finalize the audit. I think that the two key steps to finalize the audit now is to have the audit committee approve the revised draft, and once that's done, I will send management a management representation letter, which is a standard, fairly spoilerplate letter for management to sign. And upon receipt of that letter, we can finalize and issue the 2014 financial statements.
Okay, I'd like to ask a question. If you're just about done with that, can I ask?
I am.
Okay.
Can we be on the stack to ask questions, please? I'm going to take a stack.
We can take a stack, but remember that
I heard you. I heard your admonition. I have questions, and I would like to be on the stack.
Anybody else who didn't hear it, these questions should have to do with the changes that have been made, and certainly not be the questions that have already been asked. My question,
Janet.
Okay, so let me start a stack. We've got another stack. We've got Myla and Janet. Okay, let me ask mine since I spoke up. Grant, you're saying there's a couple of items still being talked about. Is that correct? Between you and management?
Or did I'm still going through my notes. I think the majority of the items are wrapped up. Now it's just a few housekeeping items to wrap up.
Okay,
but nothing
significant. So housekeeping would not change the dollars in the statement. Okay, great.
It would not change the dollars. It would not change any of the disclosures in the financial statements. It's having to do
very,
with
very good. So as far as we're concerned, if we can get this accepted by the audit committee, that would be a good thing.
That is correct.
Okay, and we'd be done. Okay, Myla, you have a question?
Yeah, I'd like Grant, if you could explain how the recovery plan put forth by the IED addresses your previously stated opinion of Pacifica's ability to continue as a going concern. And within that answer, I'm wondering if you could help us to understand how having the buildings and licenses owned by Pacifica appraised helps to either increase revenue or cut costs, which is what is seems to be suggested, or what you seem to suggest was needed in order to eliminate the going concern.
Okay, this is William. So, let me just say, I think this is relatively appropriate, but I'm sure this is in the comments written in the audit. But go ahead, Grant.
Yeah, so our responsibility as your auditors is to determine if you have a going concern, and that means a going concern period is 1 year from the date of the financial statements. So if we were to issue the financial statements this month in December 2016, we would have to feel comfortable that Pacifica can remain in operation through December 2017. So that is the reason for us analyzing the financial recovery plan. Overall, I was able to get comfortable with the plan put forth by management with increasing revenues and reducing some of the costs. And then with respect to the appraisals, management would be in a better position to speak on this. I'll have to refresh my memory on the plan, but I believe the plan with respect to the building appraisals was to get an estimate of what that fair market value of the buildings are, so the event that Pacifica needs to obtain lending, funding, or borrowing against the building, that's an option. And the banks will generally require an idea of what the fair market value of the collateral would be. So part of the plan is comprised of increasing revenues, decutting costs, and creating the option for the organization to go out and obtain third-party financing.
Thank you.
Janet?
Yes. Okay. So two things. First, I didn't see any reference to a going concern in your final draft. So can you just tell us what the status of that is? And the second is there any outstanding balance owed to you for the fiscal year 2014 audit?
Okay, so with respect to the first question, we, based on the results of our analysis, we did not issue a going concern opinion, but we did issue, or we did recommend for management to include disclosure of the organization's liquidity. And I'm scrolling through the financial, it's in note 3 of the draft on page 10. There is, that's not a going concern opinion, but there is a disclosure with respect to the organization's liquidity position and management's plan for a financial turnaround. And again, so the reason for us not issuing the going concern opinion is us being able to get comfortable that the organization is in a position to remain in operation through December of 2017. With respect to the open balances on the audit and tax work, let me pull that number up here. I had it just in front of me. So the open balance on the audit is $20,290. The open balance on the tax is $12,040. So the total balance owed for audit and tax services is $32,330.
So basically, I mean, do you have to be paid that before issuing the audit?
We don't need to be, I mean, it would be, I'd be ecstatic if the entire amount could be paid down before we issue the financial statements. I'd like to see some of it paid down. I'm working with management now to get some of that paid down. But no, we do not need the entire balance to be paid down before we can issue the financial statements.
This is Grace for the SAC.
Hey, go ahead, Grace.
Okay, and this can be answered by email to all of us if you prefer. A few questions. Besides payment of whatever it is owed, what payment would be needed before the start of the 2015 audit? Also, what would be the estimated total cost of the 2015 audit, and how long do you estimate that it would take? And in your opinion, what steps need to be taken by Pacifica to ensure adequate financial reporting is done so that the audits can progress smoothly?
Okay, there are several questions there. I'll try to address all of them, but in order for us to continue the 2015 audit, we would need the entire 2014 balance paid off, and that's a requirement. That's a professional. Our professional standards require that all previous year balances be paid off before the subsequent year can start. You know, we haven't started thinking about 2015 audit yet. You know, we will need to finish the 2014 audit and then meet with management to determine what the best course of action would be with respect to 2015. So I'm not prepared yet to speak on 2015 until we've completed 2014.
This is Myla for the SAC.
Thank you. Go ahead, Myla.
Okay, Grant, can you tell us on page 20 of the PDF, the audit fee is listed at $100,764. Does that amount reflect the $20,000 outstanding? And additionally, there is a $318,297 listed as a professional fee. What specifically can you explain to us what those professional fees, what the services were rendered for that $318,000?
Okay, so your first question is with respect to the audit fees, and that would not include the outstanding $20,000 because that $20,000 was performed subsequent to year end. So that would capture the work that was performed during fiscal 2014, which would be for the fiscal 2013 audit. And then professional fees, I don't have the detail in front of me what comprises that amount. I believe a majority of that would be legal costs, legal fees to your attorneys. I do not believe there's a separate line item for attorney fees, and that's grouped in the professional fees line item.
And if I may continue, on page 23 of the PDF, listed as miscellaneous expenses, you have $239,856 for the national office and $41,379 listed for KPMK as miscellaneous expenses. Can you tell us what over $250,000 got spent on?
Point of order, this is William. This is a question for management, in my opinion.
Yeah. I would answer that question. I just don't know. Management would be in a better position to have the detail of what comprises that. So if you have questions like this, we can do what we did last time and send over send over all questions to William. William can aggregate it. You can send it over to me, and I can work with management to answer what I can and what management can, they can answer. But I don't know off the top of my head.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then, there's 167,000 again on page 23 of the PDF under legal fees. $167,049 for the national office. Are these actual legal fees paid in this year or for old payables?
So this would be for any legal costs that were incurred during fiscal year 2014. Not necessarily paid, but work that was performed during fiscal 2014.
And there's 50,000 in legal fees for KPFK. I'm sorry. Can you give us any insight into that?
Yeah. Again, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head. If you have questions like this, send it to William. Aggregate it. Send it to me. I can answer what I can through research. If not, I can work with management and get back to you.
Okay.
Very
thank
good.
You.
I have. This is William. Grant, I have one little question. Was there some kind of payment when we owed, I think a couple of months ago, the dollars owed to Armenino from Pacifica was about $23,000, and they were talking about paying $12,000. Did that ever get paid?
It did get paid. $12,000 got paid, and on the invoice, it was reflected on the payment stub, it was reflected, apply that towards the tax fee. So a majority of that, I think 9,000 of it went towards paying down the tax balance and 3,000 went towards paying down the audit balance. But that payment did get remitted and received by us a couple
Thank
weeks
you.
Ago.
And a little further on that question about having to pay all the fiscal year 2014 audit fees before you could start 2015. Is the tax amount included in that, that has to be paid also?
Yes, it would.
Okay, thank you.
Myla, again, may I have another bite? On PDF page 16, note 14, my understanding is that there was an additional financial penalty for not providing the financial records requested by the union during the negotiations. Did you see the final agreement, or were you just given these numbers?
Can you repeat that? This is note 14?
Sure, note 14.
Okay.
And I'm wondering whether you actually saw the final agreement, or you were just given numbers?
Are you referring to the $150,000 and the $135,000, those numbers?
Right.
Yes, we did obtain the final arbitration agreement.
Uh-huh. And yes. can you also, on page 16, note 10, can you tell us what the ramifications of not funding the pension plan are?
Let me refresh my memory here. Okay. Let me do a little more. I need to do a little more research to get back to you on the full ramification and do a little more on the history of this. I don't recall if this is employer elections or the employee portion. There could be some ramifications in the Department of Labor if amounts are missed. I'll make a note to get back to you on the full ramification.
This is Grace for the stack. Hello, Grace for the stack.
Dorothy for the stack.
Okay, hold on. Let me add your names, but I want to say, everybody remember, if your question has not been answered, send it to me so I can forward it. And now that was Grace.
Janet, okay. Point of information.
Go ahead, Janet.
So Grant said he had to leave like in 3 minutes, I think. So just
yep.
wanted to, is that right? Okay.
Okay, quickly, okay. Grace.
Okay. In the listed assets, land, buildings, et cetera, how is the value of the buildings owned by Pacifica ascertained? If new appraisals were done showing significant appreciation of the value of our land and buildings, would this line item change? Is a depreciation listed at over $8 million mainly real estate depreciation, or is equipment factored into this number?
So the $8 million accumulated depreciation would be the total depreciation of all your property and equipment with the exception of land, because land does not depreciate in value. The answer to your other question is if Pacifica were to go out and obtain appraisals and it's significantly higher than the book value, you would not write the book value up to the fair market value. You keep it on at the depreciated book value.
Thank you. Dorothy?
I was just confused as to how, since you only completed the audit up to 2000, you know, the end of 2014, how you're able to certify that we're an ongoing concern going forward from 2000 through 2017. They have no idea about the financial condition of Pacifica for the years 2015 and 16. I'm glad you did it. I'm just confused as to how.
Well, again, the going concern period is 1 year through the date that we issue the financial statements. So
you only issue the financial statements in 2014. So you're saying that it's an ongoing concern as to, up until a year ago. Is that correct?
I'm saying that.
The date now, the issuing date is now, isn't it?
Right.
But he's only audited the year of 2014, so he has no idea what the financial
condition is. Chair, point of order, please.
Yes, Janet,
Chair, please let have the auditor answer without interruptions.
Thank you.
Okay.
Please.
Good idea.
Yes. So our audit is on the fiscal year end, September 30th, 2014, but we will be issuing our opinion, anticipated opinion, in December of 2016. So that would require the going concern evaluation period to go through December of 2017. So as part of that analysis as to whether or not the organization has reasonable means to continue operations through December 2017, we looked at the pro forma financial statements for fiscal 2015, we looked at it for fiscal 2016, and we looked at the projections through for fiscal 2017, along with discussions with management and evaluation of other appraisal reports. And based on our evaluation, we were able to be comfortable with not issuing a going concern opinion.
Okay, thank you, Grant.
Okay, thank you.
I think you have to go. Good luck in your travels.
Grant, can you just tell me?
No.
Thank you, Grant. Thank you very much.
Well, let me just wrap up by saying, you know, I think we're very, very close to being able to finalize the audit. I don't anticipate any more changes to the numbers or to the disclosures. If the audit committee does take a vote tonight and approve, let me know. I can work with management to get the management representation letter signed. And then we can work towards getting the financial statements issued. Let's try to get it issued before the end of the year, so in the next couple weeks before the holidays. What's also open that we haven't finalized is our management letter. So that would be our communication of comments and observations that we similar to what we did last year. So once we finish the audit, I'll work on comprising a draft of that letter and sending it out to management. Management and several of the station managers have looked at some of the comments, and now it's a matter of fine-tuning and getting a final draft out. But I think the first item of priority is getting the final statements issued. So we'll work on getting that issued here very soon. And again, if anyone has any questions, send it to William, and he'll send it to me, and I'll work with management to get those questions answered for you all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks very
Thanks.
Much.
Well, happy holidays, everyone. Good luck with the rest of your meeting, and I will speak with everyone soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
All
you
right,
much.
Bye, Grant. Okay. Now, the next item on the agenda is what Janet added, number 5, and I called it 5A, to accept the audit. Do you want to read it again, Janet?
You mean the agenda item?
Yeah.
Yeah, the agenda item.
One second.
I just said acceptance, but there's a couple sentences, or at least one sentence.
It's to it's consideration of acceptance of the most recent fiscal year draft audit submitted by the auditor.
Okay. So, is there any
and
discussion?
I have a motion. I have a motion. I'd like to.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I move that the audit committee accept the draft of the 2014 audit as provided to the committee by the auditor. The committee chair is to notify the PNB of the committee's acceptance of the audit draft and forward the accepted audit report, draft audit report.
Okay. So we have... opened up the discussion with a motion. Any further discussion on the motion?
This is Myla.
Go ahead, Myla.
I'd like to amend the motion with the provision that we are satisfied with the answers provided to our remaining questions as provided by the auditor.
Any discussion on that amendment?
This is Margie.
Go ahead, Margie.
And Janet, I'd like to.
I don't think it's necessary to hold up the issuance of the audit for answers to any of the questions that were asked tonight. Many of the questions are appropriately questions to be asked to management, and I think it's like really not in a big way a disservice to Pacifica to hold up this audit for responses to any of the questions that were put forward this evening.
Myla, for the staff.
Thank you. Janet?
Oh, well, basically ditto what Margie said.
Okay.
Myla, for the staff, I had additional questions that I was not able to ask. We had very limited time with the auditor, and there are additional questions.
We will send any questions to me, and then we'll forward them on to the auditor. Thank you.
Okay. This is Grace to the stack.
Go ahead, Grace.
I agree with Margie. I don't think we should delay the issuance of this audit at all. Anything, questions we want to have answered, I don't think would materially change our acceptance of this audit. And we can always ask the auditor when he puts forward the management letter after the audit is issued.
Okay. And I would just say that I'm probably repeating something that I think Grace just might have said it, that the amounts in the audit are not going to change. Nothing about the audit is going to change. So I agree that we should not have any delay. And there's no point to it. Okay, any further discussion on this amendment to hold up the acceptance of the audit? Okay, hearing none. Any objection to adding that amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
I think you have to take a roll call.
Janet,
point of information.
Yes, Janet.
So we're now talking about the amendment to the motion to accept the draft?
Yes.
Okay. Can that be restated before we go?
Yes, just with the provision that the committee is satisfied with the responses to our
the questions that remain, the open questions from the committee that have not yet been answered.
Okay. Could you send that in writing? We're not going to wait for the vote to do it, but just send it in writing to document.
Do we have the original
yes.
motion that I'm amending?
Yes.
Yeah, Janet sent it, yes.
I don't see it. I see it now.
Okay, Nancy Sabarinar, tell me, could you call the roll on yes or no, or on this amendment?
Oh, you mean the exception? Would you read the amendment?
I'm trying to write it now.
I'd like to look at it first.
Right.
No.
This is William. Just the documentation purposes. Basically, what she said was to delay or.
I didn't say delay. I said with the provision. So here, let me read. It's added on to Janet's original motion. And it says, I move that the audit committee accept the draft of the 2014 audit as provided to the committee by the auditor. With the provision that the committee is satisfied with answers to open questions still remaining.
Okay, is that put it on?
Nancy Sorbin to the stack.
Okay, let me just get this. Wesley.
I'm gonna mail this to everybody. Hang on.
Thank you, Nancy Sorbin.
Yeah, I just wanted to say also that I don't think we need the answers to these questions to approve this. We don't need contingent on that. He said there's not going to be any change. Pretty much, he doesn't expect any changes. It's just informational questions. We can't really change anything. We're just looking for
Janet?
Information. It's not going to change the of the auditor's opinion. We have
Janet?
That, Nick.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, this would delay because. It's this provision would require time for these questions to be answered and another meeting and all that. That's a delay.
Thanks. Nancy Sabarinar, tell me to call the roll on.
Okay. On Myla's amendment, right?
Yes.
Okay. KPFA, KPFK, Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Jonathan Alexander, can I hear you? Wesley Bethune, KPFT?
No.
Wesley votes no. Sasha Futran, KPFA?
No.
Sasha votes no. William Heerwagen, WBAI?
No.
William votes no. Janet Colburn, KPFA?
No.
Janet votes no. Frank Lefevre, I do not hear you. Vinesh Patel Adams, I do not hear you. Ron Pinchback, WPFW?
No.
Ron votes no. Dorothy Reich, KPFK? Dorothy? Okay, Dorothy, I don't hear you. Myla Reason, KPFK?
Yes.
Myla votes yes. Let's see. Nancy Sabar and Aitomi, Nancy votes no. Deb Shafto, can I hear you? Nancy Sorden, WPFW?
No.
Nancy votes no. Nancy Sorden votes no. Okay, Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Margie votes no. We have one yes and...
Only one no. So it fails. And let's move on.
Nine no and one yes. And I don't know what happened to Dorothy. Okay.
Okay, so now let's vote on the amendment from Janet.
Sorry?
And Janet?
Yeah, on the main motion, could you call the roll?
Are there any objections?
That's a good question. Any objections to Janet's motion to accept, more or less accept the audit report? Hearing none, the audit has been accepted, and I think that the motion say what I'm going to do for PNB. Was that in there?
Yeah.
Okay. So that has passed with no objection. And now I think we're ready to move on to something else, which is what? Anything. Open session minutes. I didn't see any. Are there any minutes that I'm not aware of?
Oh, I'm sorry. Minutes are not ready. And the minutes of the time before last, Vinisha has...
They're not ready either.
Yeah.
Okay. So hopefully we'll get them by the next meeting. Thank you. And thank you for your work, Nancy, and anybody else who helped out during the year. Appreciate it. Now, number 7 on the draft agenda. Well, now it's the agenda. The 2015 audit status. Unless something came since we've been on the phone, I didn't get any written response about this from the interim executive director, but she did tell me something on the phone. What was it? That they do have numbers. One of our questions had to do with how much is owed and everything. She had something, which the auditor just told us about, but she had something from him that she was going to forward to us. Haven't seen it yet.
William?
Yes.
Could y'all mute if you're not speaking? There's some kind of strange clicking.
Yeah. Thank you. It seems to have stopped. Thank you, Nancy, and stopper. Let's see. And the other question had to do with what? Had to do with are the stations ready? I haven't gotten an answer on that. Just the answer we had a month or more ago about that KPFK seems in pretty good shape. They hadn't making that noise again. The other had not been looked at. That was 5 or 6 weeks ago, whatever that was. So I'll follow up with her and see if we can get a response on that again. And any other discussion on the
this is Janet.
Order
yeah.
status, Janet. Go ahead.
So this really is Pacifica's end of it, not the auditor's end, because the auditor just told us that they cannot start on the 2015 audit until the outstanding balance on the 2014 audit is paid.
Right.
So this is basically about preparation for the audit.
Right. How ready are we?
2015
when
audit. Yeah.
Go ahead, Myla.
Sasha had asked a question that I'd like some clarification on. I agree. Can you explain to us what about how you communicated our request for information about whether or not the units had prepared and were ready for the 2015 audit? Have you had a conversation with her about it? Did you send her an email? Did you follow up? As far as I know, from what I'm hearing, we have not yet received a response with respect to the preparation done in order to move forward on the 2015 audit.
I sent you all a copy of what I sent to the interim executive director. And today I just called her and got her briefly, and she didn't answer that part. I just explained that about 3 minutes ago. But that was in a phone call. I was trying to say, please answer the memo, the email.
Sasha for the stack.
Go ahead, Sasha.
I would like to suggest that those of you who are on the PNB might put this as or she, when she's making her report to the PNB, it seems to me that would be a pretty important question for PNB members to ask her. I'm not on the PNB, or I would. I think I heard, I actually listened to the last PNB meeting, and she talked an awful lot about the archive and how much she loves it. And she had an aside about, you know, things are in pretty good shape for 2015, and she didn't say anything beyond that. And I really think that's an important question to be answered. So I really ask any of you who are on the PNB to ask that question on our behalf.
Janet,
thank you.
Janet. Go ahead, Janet.
I was prepared to ask that question last Thursday, but time ran out on the IED report, so I didn't get a chance. So I, you know, if I get a chance the next time, I would do it.
That's great. Thank you.
And William, if I understand you correctly, you're saying that your intention is to follow up with the IED and once again request information about the readiness of the units for the 2015 audit. Is that correct?
We'll follow up again in writing. And if I don't hear, I might call her again, but we'll see. Hopefully we'll either she'll answer us or she'll answer at the PNB meeting. And you're all right. We need to know. The whole organization needs to know, not just us. Okay. Any other discussion on the fiscal year 2015 audit status? Okay. We'll move on. Is there any new business? Did we add something? What was it? Grace added something to the agenda on the new business?
Right.
Which was basically...
Yes, I have a motion. I'd like to read it.
Okay. That's what you had... Okay. We added a discussion, and now you have a motion. Okay. Go ahead.
Right. I'm looking for it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I have it. As the 2014 audit has not yet been completed, the 2015 audit has not even started, and the 2016 audit should be started soon, and as directors and officers insurance cannot be obtained until the audits are complete, putting all PNB directors in jeopardy, according to a recent statement to the PNB by Lydia Brazone, our IED. And whereas any financial contractual negotiations also cannot be accomplished without the audits being completed, and as we have already lost millions of dollars in Corporation for Public Broadcast funding, and are in jeopardy of losing next year's funding as well, be it resolved that a network-wide fund drive be done before the end of 2016 with the specific and restricted purpose of raising a minimum of $100,000 or more if the projected audit fees for completion of the 2014, 15, and 16 audits is greater, and that the audits be completed and or started as quickly as possible.
Janet? I mean, well, I don't know if Grace wants to motivate it more, but I'd like to be on the staff.
I would say that I think it's at this state, at the state, the current state that Pacifica is in, of the incredible importance of the audits, and the fact that there is no committee where this proposal would be appropriate, and as we are the audit committee, I think that it's appropriate for us to make this proposal to the PNB. We can insert, if somebody wants to make an amendment to insert, be it resolved that a network-wide fund drive be done before the end of 2016,
that's
as long
not
as the PNB agrees. I'm just saying if somebody wants to make that amendment, as long as the PNB agrees.
Point of order. Point of order, Nancy Sorden.
Go ahead,
Nancy. So I'm done with my motivation.
Thank you, Grace. Point of order.
Was this the motion written and forwarded to us? I don't see it.
I did. I'll forward it again. I already
Oh, I can look for it. When did you send it?
I sent it on
December 1st.
4 days ago, December 1st. I'll forward it to all of you again. And I'm not sure I sent it to everybody, but...
I believe you did. I believe you did. And Grace, did you see I just had some suggestions about the improving the language a little bit?
Chair, point of order.
I haven't looked that over.
Chair. Yeah, let's cross conversation, please. Janet, I think, is next. Were you next on the stack?
Yeah, I think so. May I?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So I still think this motion is out of order for this committee, but the chair's ruling was not upheld. I think this is a motion that should come from the PNB, not from the audit committee. It's totally, in my opinion, inappropriate for this to be discussed in the audit committee, and I am going to vote it down, or you know, I'm going to vote no on it.
Okay, I'll put myself on the stack. Was there anybody else on the stack already? I don't think so. I agree. With Janet, that it's inappropriate. Committee. I was going to say also that the place to do it is the PNB. Grace, I think you're on the PNB. So I don't think we should spend our time talking about, especially about the details of a fundraising motion. This is not appropriate for us. Maybe for the PNB. If we don't have. If the finance committee isn't considered for fundraising, you know, checking out how bad our finances are, it's not appropriate here either. I think I heard it on the finance, but I'm not sure. I try to look at all of them, but I don't get to all of them. Anybody else want to?
Yes, Sasha for the staff.
Go ahead.
Well, there is no fundraising committee on the PNB, and when the PNB meets, it does not discuss anything having to do with our financial state. It fiddles around with totally immaterial things that are not, I mean, it's not immaterial in the long run, but immaterial in terms of the state we're in right now. And so I don't see this, that this is going to be something that the PNB is going to do. The PNB can't even find out whether the books are ready for the 2015 audit. We can't find out how much the audits are going to cost us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they're busy, you know, passing things that affect, trying to affect how KPFA can hold its meetings and how many hours of Spanish language programming there should be on what will soon be a non-existent network. So, I mean, I really don't know where else it's going to come from, and I don't think there's anything in the definition of the audit committee that says that such a suggestion can't come from us. I would make one slight change, though, before the end of the year 2016 is like in not quite 4 weeks, and there are fund drives going on. And so I'm wondering if Grace, if you'd like to look at that and see, because you're also on the PNB, something that will express the urgency, get the PNB to maybe deal with money for a change instead of other things and our financial state, and get it going really soon. But not make it have to happen in the next 3 weeks. Because fund drives take
Janet,
planning, too.
This is Grace.
Janet,
can I respond to that?
Janet,
okay,
for back again.
Great.
And Myla for the staff.
Okay, let me start writing. I can't remember too many. Grace, Janet, and Myla. Go ahead, Grace.
Mark.
I would certainly think that an amendment to lengthen the time given to do this fund drive be that it be lengthened, say, till the end of January, or whatever you want to amend. However you want to amend it, Sasha.
That sounds good to me.
So is somebody making that amendment?
Sure, I'll make that amendment that we amend this that it reads instead of being taken care of, however that's phrased, in the month of December. I don't have it in front of me, so forgive me, the PNB must, by the end of January, put a fundraising plan into effect specifically for doing the audits. And anything having to do with the audits, I mean, I'm really confused. I don't know whether all station business managers, and are there people who can put the books in order to get it things ready for the audit.
Okay.
Janet, point of information.
Thank you. Wait a minute. Let me ask. Was that Sasha?
Yes, it was. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Sorry, I'm not picking up the voices properly tonight. So that's why I asked. Thank you. And next is Janet. You had a point of information, then you're on the stage.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I didn't hear an amendment there. I heard a lot of things about something in January and something about the audit. I mean, I thought this motion was about fundraising, or you know, a fund drive. And I heard something about the audit. Can we have the language of the amendment, please? Just the language, because it sounded like more than.
All right. Well, it's going to take a minute because I'm not at my computer.
Well, it's very confusing, but...
Excuse me, William here. I believe what the thrust of the change is just to change where it talks about doing it in December to making it...
By the end of January.
By the end of January.
That the PMB have a plan, fundraising plan in effect, you know, by the end of January, however that's phrased, but by the end of January.
Yeah. So basically,
I'd like to take my turn on the stack.
Okay.
And Myla.
Yeah, you're next after Janet. Go ahead, Janet.
So there's no reference to the PNB doing anything in Grace's original motion. One, two. Fundraising is the purview of the executive director. That's one of the parts of the job description. And so, again, this kind of motion should come to the PNB directing the IED to et cetera, et cetera. The PNB wouldn't be doing this. The PNB would direct to the IED to do the fund drive. And so, again, it doesn't belong from this committee.
Thank you. Myla?
Okay, so in order to address those concerns, I have some language here that I have written for the last part of it. And be it resolved that the audit committee ask the PNB to direct the IED to undertake a network-wide fund drive before the end of January 2017 with the specific and restricted purpose, et cetera, et cetera. So I just need to plug in to resolve that the PNB audit committee. Sorry, I'm typing as I speak here. And then there were a few little changes that I just very minor changes that I suggest in terms of wording. And I can send that in about 2 seconds if people would like to look it over.
Okay.
May I just read it before I send it, just in case somebody wants to improve it before I send it? As the fiscal year 2014 audit has not yet been approved, the fiscal year 2015 audit has not even started yet, and the fiscal year 2016 audit should be starting now. And as directors and officers' insurance cannot be obtained until the audits are completed, putting all PNB directors in jeopardy, according to a recent statement to the PNB by Lydia Brisson, our IED. And whereas any financial contractual negotiations also cannot be accomplished without the audits being completed, and as we have already lost millions of dollars in Corporation for Public Broadcast funding and are in jeopardy of losing next year's funding as well, be it resolved that the PNB Audit Committee ask that the PNB direct the IED to undertake a network-wide fund drive
before the end of January 2017 with the specific and restricted purpose of raising a minimum of $100,000 or more if the projected audit fees for the 2014, 2015, and 2016 audits is greater, and that the audits be completed and or started as quickly as possible. And may I just take a moment to motivate this amended language, suggested wording? I just want to say that although in principle I do agree that it really isn't the purview of our committee, I also agree with Sasha that if we don't do it, I don't see it getting done. And because there is such great urgency and there is such a great need, I think that we should have our concerns communicated to the PNB and respectfully ask them to move on this. So with those words, I am sending this to everybody right now.
Okay, thank you. I'll take the substitute motion. And
Janet, William.
Margie was next.
Thank you. Okay. So I get that we need to talk about how to raise the money to do this, but I'm not at all convinced that a on-air fund drive would be successful. Presumed wisdom out there is that you can't fundraise for things like an audit. Perhaps that's not true in the Pacifica world, and we could find out. But I think we have to be sort of cautious about what we're doing here. I think that I would vote for something that was worded that was much more worded in a much more kind of advisory way than in a directive way. I think what will happen is that this will run into great opposition at the PMB and may not even be seriously considered. So that's just my, you know, suggestion. I think it needs to be talked about. I think we need to try and get people to grapple with these issues. But I don't think a directive like this is going to work.
Thank you. Janet, you wanted to speak?
Yeah. So motivator was saying that if we don't do it, it's not going to get done, we being this committee. I disagree. We have directors on this committee and not even on this committee who might want to put this forward to the PNB directly, not as something recommended from the audit committee, which again, is to me out of order, and I think the PNB would consider such a motion coming to them as out of order. I also agree with some points that Margie was making about on-air fund drives, and I mean, this is, again, inappropriate for this committee.
Well, I don't agree.
I'm
with
done.
That.
Well, I didn't mean that part. I meant the part where with the fund drive, the on-air fund drive.
Okay.
This is
Grace
Stack.
Grace. Hey, I heard two. Was one Venetia?
And Sasha.
No, Grace for the stack.
Grace and Sasha. See, I'm thinking it was Venetia, who might not even be on the call. okay,
William.
Ready? Yeah.
William. I think Nancy Sorden asked after Margie, if I'm not mistaken.
If that's true, is that true, Nancy? I didn't write down your name.
It was, but never mind. I'm
okay. So now I have remaining Grace and Sasha. Go ahead, Grace.
The PNB already voted to pay for the audit, the 2014 audit. And it still hasn't been paid for. The vote occurred at least 2 months ago. It's possible that putting this on the agenda of the PNB, and if it passed, it would give the executive director more impetus to actually fundraise the money for the audits for 2014, 15, and 16, and more clout with general managers, because if it came from the PNB, it would have more force than if it came simply from the IED.
Nancy Sorden, staff.
The IED is doing that work in a part-time capacity, and this might push her to more actively encourage the stations and for herself to do the fundraising necessary to get these audits completed. I mean, after all, we can't move forward very far at all without the audits being done. And we are in jeopardy of losing possibly up to $1 million in CPB funding if we don't get rolling on this really quickly. I think this is an urgent matter, and I'm more interested in the welfare of the foundation and moving forward on these issues than I am in making sure that things go into the right boxes and categories. Let's look at our responsibility as committee members and as PNB directors and just get this done so we can get our fiscal house in order. We are still being audited by the California Attorney General. How do we look?
That
we have a new Attorney General who might... Anyway, I'm done.
Thank you. Sasha?
Well, I really don't have much to add to that because I agree...
Can't sort it back to Jack?
Yeah.
I agree completely. I think we spend an awful lot of time worrying about what rule and following this rule and that rule and having it in a totally organized manner as we are falling apart and about to disintegrate. And I agree that I think this would be helpful. In terms of, in terms of what would work in terms of a fund drive, I think that it's up to the IED. She can draw on people who have expertise at that. I'm not expecting her to word how the drive should be worded. She can consult with station managers in terms of what works. But I think there's got to be a way that we can phrase this and put it in some way that we can raise some money towards this because it really is of concern. And apparently it is not being taken. I mean, from my perspective, it's simply not being taken seriously. There's a lot of words about it, and then absolutely nothing gets...
Point of order. Motivation is being questioned by Sasha.
And this is an attempt to get things done. And I think somebody's got to do it, and we seem to be it.
I didn't see the point where that was, whoever made the point of order. I didn't see where she was accused of talking badly about somebody's motivations. I'm sorry. But you done, Sasha?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then I think Nancy Sorden.
Yeah, okay. I think that there's some misinformation that's been put out. I heard a claim that the audit, the PNB directed the audit to be paid for. I think that's simplifying what the PNB directive was. There was a directive to pay the part that we owed now, which was paid. You heard Grant say that we paid it. We don't pay for the final audit until we get the final audit, which we don't have, which we couldn't have until we approved it tonight and the PNB approves it. And so we can't pay for it until all of that's done. You don't typically pay for something unless you get it first. And we have a remaining bill of $32,000, you heard Grant say that. And so the information was that the IED did not pay the auditor when she, in fact, she did pay what she was directed to pay. And the remaining part, we're not paying until we get the final audit. And I would like to correct that information. There's always that kind of information and oversimplification that goes out to people listening on the stream, and I'm just sick and tired of it.
Thanks. That's the $12,000 that I asked Mr. Lamb about, and it was paid, he said. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, I'd just like to add then that I agree with many of the points of that people were making against this substitute motion, that it
not terribly well thought out. It's not in terms of thinking about how do you do a fund drive, as who was it? Margie pointed that out, and I don't think it's in our mandate to do it. I know Grace asked, well, where does it say we can't do it? Yeah, but it doesn't. It also doesn't say we can't physically harm people over the telephone because it's impossible. I mean, you know, there's so many negatives that you could say. That's not realistic to look for some prohibitions. The bylaws are not prohibitions. They're how you operate in most cases. There probably are a couple of prohibitions. And I also agreed with Grace. She said this should come from the PNB. So the way to get it to come from the PNB is to bring it to the PNB yourself. Thank you, Grace, and thank you all. Now, are we ready to go to a vote on this substitute motion? Any objection to that vote? No, Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi, we're voting on a substitute motion from Myla.
Okay, Myla's substitute motion. Is everybody ready? Okay.
We're ready.
Great. Yeah, Grace? KPFK?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander's not here. Wesley Bethune, KPFT?
No.
Wesley votes no. Sasha Futran, KPFA?
Yes.
Sasha votes yes. Janet Coburn, KPFA?
No.
Janet votes no. Frank Lefevre is not here. Venetia Patel is not here. Ron Pinchback, WPFW?
No.
Ron votes no. Dorothy Wright, KPFK? Not here. Okay, Myla Reason, KPFK?
I'll pass.
Pass? Okay. Venetia Patel, oh, I already called her. Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi votes no. Deb Shafto, I cannot hear you. Nancy Sorting, WPFW?
Abstain.
Abstain.
No, I don't care. It doesn't matter. No.
Wait a minute. Two things going on here. Recall Nancy Sorting.
Nancy Sorting, which would you like best? Nancy Sorting?
I vote for substitution. Yes.
Excuse me? How did you vote, Nancy?
For the amendment, right? We're voting on the amendment. We're not voting on the amendment.
We're
not voting on the motion right now.
It's a substitute motion.
It's an amendment.
It's not an amendment. It's a substitute for the entire thing. It's a substitute.
Oh,
it's
a substitute. Okay. No.
Myla.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Margie Wilkinson?
I abstain.
Abstain. Margie, I abstain. Okay. And myself, I vote. I would think I already voted no, didn't I? No. All right.
And I passed. Nancy, I passed.
Yes, that's right. Myla, how do you vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain.
And the chair?
Yes.
William? William votes yes.
I vote no. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me go over. Let's see. Let me start with the yeses first. Grace voted yes. Sasha voted yes. And... there are two yeses, okay. And then on no is Wesley voted no, William voted no, Janet voted no, Ron voted no, and Nancy Sorden voted no, and Nancy Sabar and I voted, Naitomi voted no. That's six, and two abstentions, Myla and Margie.
Okay, so that substitute motion fails. So now we're back to considering uh, Sasha's amendment to change Grace's to include the word January where there was the word December, or to the end of January. Can we take a vote on that?
Didn't I incorporate that change in my substitute motion?
You did.
Yes,
and it failed. So now we're back to what we had before your substitute motion was considered.
Okay.
So we'll call this Sasha's substitute. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
No. It's an amendment. It's an amendment.
Okay, Sasha's amendment.
So how does this read now, folks? Because I don't even know. And this is Sasha.
It's
Grace's motion that you wanted to add the word January, the end of January, instead of December.
Sure. Does somebody want to read the whole thing?
Well, I don't have. I didn't see it. Did you send it?
No.
Okay. Somebody read Grace's and change wherever it says December to the end of January.
Okay,
Chair, point of order. Point of order.
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so I'm fine with the original motion being read with January instead of the December. But the first vote would be to vote on the amendment of January. And then let me finish. And if that's approved, then the main motion, either amended or not, would be voted on.
Correct. We wouldn't be voting
on what's
read right now, but
right.
to understand what's happening.
The context, yes.
Since it was several minutes ago when we first read it. So, yes, in the context, could someone read Grace's motion?
Okay, I'll read it with that change, with that amendment.
Okay.
Be it resolved that a network-wide fund drive be done before the end of January 2017, et cetera.
So that was the change?
That's the change.
Okay. Just to change that to the end of January. Can you call
roll?
Yeah,
before it said the end of December 2016, the change would make it the end of January 2017.
Thank you. Okay, can we call the roll?
All right. Glenn.
Chair, point of order or point of something. I don't see any December in the original motion that was sent on December 1st.
Okay, you're right. The end of 2016 was the original.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, so instead of the end of 2016, it's the end of January 2017.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. So the end of January 2017, Grace, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes. Grace votes yes. Okay. Jonathan Alexander, not here. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Wesley votes yes. Sasha Futran.
Yes.
Sasha votes yes. Okay. William Heerwagen. I should have come back. Let me come back. Yeah, abstain. Okay, William abstains. Okay, Janet Coburn.
I abstain.
Janet abstains. Okay, Frank, not here. Vinish Patel, not here. Ron Pinchback, how do you vote? Until the end
abstain.
Of the January. Abstain. Abstain. Okay, Dorothy Wright. Dorothy's not here. Okay, Myla Reason.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. And Deb Shafto, not here. Nancy Sorden, how do you vote? Nancy Sorden? Nancy? Okay, not here. Can't hear you. Margie Wilkinson. Margie,
yes,
are you here?
I'm thinking.
Okay. I'll pass you. Okay, Nancy Saibar and Aditomi, abstained.
Wow.
Margie?
I abstain.
Okay, Margie abstains. Okay, let me see. Let me do, let's see. The yeses first is Grace, Wesley, Sasha. That's three. Three, yes. And then No noes. Okay, and then abstentions, one, William, Janet, Ron, Myla, Margie, and Nancy Tybar and I are coming, so six.
Y'all are a bunch of cowards.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Excuse me?
So the motion, the amendment passes. Now we vote on the motion as amended, which would include that all the fundraising. You want to read the whole thing, Grace?
Sure. Read the whole thing. As the 2014 audit has not been completed, the 2015 audit has not even started yet, and the 2016 audit should be started soon, and as directors and officers' insurance cannot be obtained until the audits are complete, putting all PNB directors in jeopardy, according to a recent statement to the PNB by Lydia Brisson, RIED, and whereas any financial contractual negotiations also cannot be accomplished without the audits being completed, and as we have already lost millions of dollars in Corporation for Public Broadcast funding and are in jeopardy of losing next year's funding as well, be it resolved that a network-wide fund drive be done before the end of January 2017 with the specific and restricted purpose of raising a minimum of $100,000 or more if the projected audit fees for completion of the 14, 15, and 16 audits is greater, and that the audits be completed and or started as quickly as possible.
Okay. Nancy Sabatini, could you recall the roll on the motion as amended?
Okay. Grace, how do you vote?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Wesley votes no. Sasha Futran?
Yes.
Sasha votes yes. Okay. Janet Coburn?
No.
Janet votes no. Frank Lefevre not here. Venetia not here. Dev Shafto not here. Ron Pinchback, how do you vote?
No.
Ron votes no. Dorothy Rake is not here. Let's see. Myla Reason, how do you vote?
Yes.
Pass. Okay. All right. And Nancy Sorden?
No.
Nancy votes no. Okay. And Margie Wilkinson?
Margie?
You want to pass?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how to vote on this. I'll vote yes. I don't really believe in it, but I'll vote yes.
All right, Margie votes yes. All right, Nancy Sabar and Naitomi votes no. Okay, we go back and we'll do the yeses first. Grace, yes. Sasha, yes.
Wait, we had passes.
Oh, I'm sorry, William. I'm sorry.
And William, you had some past people that passed.
Yeah, Myla passed. I'm still sorry. Hi. Myla.
No. I'm kind of inclined to do what Martin just did, and even though I have mixed feelings about it, I'm going to go ahead and vote yes.
Myla votes yes. Okay, William, how do you vote?
No.
William votes no. Okay, let me go for yes. Grace, yes. Sasha, yes. Myla, yes. Margie, yes. That four yeses. Okay, four yes. Let me write it down. Okay, no. Wesley, no. William, no. Janet, no. Ron, no. Nancy Sorden, no. And Nancy Sabar and Tommy, no. What is it? One, two, three, four, five, six. It's six, no. The no's have abstentions. We had no abstentions. Okay.
Okay, no, so that motion fails. Okay, now the next item is to try to schedule a January meeting. There was somehow, I don't know if we decided not to schedule one or if I just forgot when I saw that January 2nd would be the actual legal holiday for New Year's. So we don't have one as far as I can see. If anybody sees otherwise, let me know. I think we need to pick a date. And is anybody looking at that calendar? I could try to bring it up. KPFCX.
Oh, I am. Yeah. The only thing I see on Mondays, are you talking about Mondays?
Yeah, well, it's probably, I guess, since we all agreed on Mondays.
Okay, the next Monday is WPFW's Finance Committee. So otherwise, okay. The other Mondays. There's three other Mondays, 16th, 22nd, 23rd, and 30th. They're all open. Everything's open.
Okay. Someone told me that I'm actually allowed to make motions, so I'm gonna suggest the 16th, since we don't want to interfere with you. I think a lot of you are on that committee at KPFC.
Chair, Janet.
Hi, Janet.
So that's Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Oh!
That's not good
really?
Either. Oh,
no,
goodness
no.
gracious.
Well,
I withdraw that.
The parade is daytime, right? Well, shall we do it on a different day? Mm.
That was very hard to come up with this Monday, what was it, first Monday in the first place. But this is only for 1 month. Does anybody else have any suggestions that would keep us closer to early in the month as opposed to going almost time for the next meeting?
May I speak, Bethune, KPFT?
Go ahead, Wesley.
Yeah, I don't have any problems with doing it on Martin Luther King Day. In fact, it's something constructive for the effort of peace. So,
Janet, may I?
Yes, go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so the 9th, Monday the 9th, there is a WPFW Finance Committee, but it starts at 7. So this we would start at 8:30, so we could still do it, I believe, on that date, on the 9th.
Okay.
Nancy Thornton to the staff.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I would recommend you start at 9. The Finance Committee meeting usually goes at least until 8:30 or 9 o'clock. So if you start at 9, it'd be a better time for those of us on the Finance Committee meeting.
Okay, I would not object. So, and we'll make it a quick meeting. That'll encourage us to make it a short meeting.
Okay, so on the 9th, then.
Okay, any objections to meeting on Monday, January 9th at 9 p.m.?
Hold on. It's not a particularly good day for me. This is Myla. I'm just wondering, we're actually going to be, our KPFK station board will be meeting and people will be deciding on committee assignments. I'm sorry, I don't know if that's even relevant. I'm just thinking out loud. I know that the 9th is not a particularly good day for me, but maybe I just won't join you.
At Janet, 9? Point of information.
Okay, Janet.
So do you have another suggestion? You're saying no, probably no.
I'm sorry, I know. I'm thinking out loud, and I don't really have a – because if we're restricted to Mondays, then I don't think that it's a very good idea to move all the way up to the 23rd.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea to try to meet at the earliest Monday in the month that possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So, any objections to that Monday, January 9th, 9 p.m. for our next meeting? Hearing no objections.
At 9 o'clock.
At 9 p.m., I'm sorry. I got it written down. I didn't read it. At 9 p.m. Okay, hearing no objections, that's our next meeting date, and we're done. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Enjoy your holidays.
Thank you.